This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. After a marathon day, night, and the wee hours of the morning, the U.S. Senate today will hear the first of 3 days of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump, with House Democratic managers arguing he should be removed from office. Just before 2 a.m., the Senate voted along straight party lines to adopt the procedural rules put together by Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, rules the Democrats claim are unfair. All of the Democrats' attempts to get approval for early witnesses and documents failed. Along the way, U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts, who is presiding over the trial, issued a warning. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As tempers started to wear thin during the late-night impeachment session, Chief Justice John Roberts dressed down both sides. It was just before 1 a.m. when House impeachment manager Gerald Nadler accused GOP senators of supporting a cover-up by voting to deny certain witnesses in a trial, calling it a treacherous vote.
A vote against the United States.
Lead Trump lawyer Pat Cipollone responded.
The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you.
Roberts then admonished both.
I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
What he called the world's greatest deliberative body.
Its members avoid speaking in a manner and using language that is not conducive to civil discourse.
Hours later in Switzerland,
Gerald Nadler, I've known him a long time. He's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
As the Senate worked until the small hours of the morning on his impeachment, President Trump was at the World Economic Summit in Switzerland, proclaiming that under his leadership, Americans are winning like never before, listing what he called victories for both the middle class and companies alike. Mr. Trump urged other countries to liberate their citizens from what he termed crushing bureaucracy. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com, our website. From Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian opposition activists say an airstrike on a rebel-held village in northern Syria Tuesday killed at least 9 people, including an entire family with 6 children. The attack on Kfar Tal came amid a government offensive in embattled Idlib province. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the raid was carried out by Russian pilots. The World Health Organization is focused today on the new coronavirus from China. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Since the new coronavirus was detected in a fish market in Wuhan City, China, 3 weeks ago, the previously unknown virus has moved with frightening speed internally and abroad. Deaths have been reported in China, Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. The first case of the disease has been reported in the United States in a man who returned to the West Coast city of Seattle last week from Wuhan. He is hospitalized in good condition. But the appearance of the case has put officials in the U.S. and other countries on heightened alert. Many airports are screening travelers from China. U.S. President Donald Trump, who was attending the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, has told media that he trusts the information coming out of China on coronavirus and that the situation was under control.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido was in London Tuesday as part of a surprise trip to revive support for forcing the resignation of the Venezuelan authoritarian leader Nicolas Maduro. A year ago, Guaido was recognized by the United States and over another 50 countries as the interim president in Caracas after a largely discredited Maduro re-election victory. In sports, American tennis superstar Serena Williams has defeated Tamara Zidancic 6-2, 6-3 to reach the third round of the Australian Open. But she says she made a lot of errors along the way.
I was making a lot of errors. Definitely probably the most errors I've made since the start of the year. And so just having to say, okay, not every match is going to be perfect and how to work through that. And I hadn't done that since September.
Agriculture officials say a new round of locust swarms has hit Ethiopia and is again threatening crops and food security. The United States plans to work with the UN to prevent and control the spread of locusts. USAID is training more than 300 experts and providing 5,000 sets of protective equipment for locust fighters. Once again, our top story, after a marathon day, night, and wee hours of the morning, the U.S. Senate today hears the first of 3 days of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Gene Randall, VOA News.